Then we'll move on to item eight, Rodeo Hercules Fire Protection District Audit.
Okay, and I want to acknowledge there's Chief Craig from the Fire District is in attendance this morning. Okay, so you know, going through the Rodeo Hercules audit again, typical scope items. Rodeo Hercules is one of the districts, one of the employers that actually does its reporting up through the county. So there is a handoff point as well from this particular district. So we have a number of employers that actually hand off and report through the county. And then the auditor controller and the Department of Information Technology at the county compiles the electronic reports that are submitted to CICERA. But with that in mind, there is still quite a number of items in the scope of the audit that the district actually does. In the compilation of the payroll reports and the scheduling, we did quite a bit of time looking at that, and I want to thank the chief and Kimberly Corcoran, the administrative staff, for actually putting a lot of the information together, sitting down with us and walking us through a lot of the information. It's really interesting how when you go from employer to employer, the different ways that they approach the same problems, and I think this is one of the byproducts that we're actually receiving is, you know, there is always that view, well, they all have to submit these items, you know, to CICERA, but the way they go about actually compiling them, we're starting to see, you know, differences in how they've approached and tackled the problem. So just going to the first follow-up action item, you know, the pensionable compensation and reporting, you know, correct reporting of adjustments and, you know, changes to the I-30. There was a code, an adjustment code that was used to update members' records. There was a lump sum retroactive pay item that was applied, and it was negotiated, but it was paid in a month as a single lump sum. And how that appeared in, you know, especially the PEPRA members, there were nine members that received this, is it was all paid and attributed to 1 month instead of being apportioned back towards, you know, every month that it would have applied to. So it looks like that, you know, in that month they had this, you know, extra compensation, even though it was a retroactive application to base pay. Where that's problematic, and since the ADJ code that was used by the county to actually do that correction, that is a pensionable pay code, but because the PEPRA members, we only look at base pay as being pensionable. If we were to do a report or if an individual were to retire, it would be unlikely, or unless we knew to look for it, we may not have included that in their final average salary. So that's the risk. Now, that didn't occur, but the way that adjustment was done for those nine individuals, that potential could occur. So where this has landed is staff has started to look at, you know, in a broader context, all of the other reporting employers to the county, looking at adjustments where this ADJ code may have been used to see if there was any other implication or impact over the last few years and how those adjustments were done. Typically, when an employer has an adjustment like this, you would submit an I-30 adjustment file, which would be a separate file, and then when it's loaded into the system, would go back and adjust the monthly records. So it wouldn't appear as a single compensation item. So that's where the disconnect was. So,
Raleigh,
mm-hmm.
What was the lump sum payment for?
It was a retroactive negotiated change in base pay.
Okay, going back.
Going back. Right. Any other?
Okay. Any other?
So, as far as the broader impact, you know, to other employers, staff is actually taking a look at that. I know that the district had communicated that they want to engage with the county and with us to see how we can resolve those issues going forward. So the county would have an understanding of how the adjustment needs to be done, and then we can actually, you know, work with them to see how that reporting would be reflected on our side. If you'd like, Chief Craig, did you have anything to add to that or a comment or?
That is true. You hit the nail on the head when you said it's that ADJ code, and so that works as long as it's a legacy member. But it's problematic is with the PEPRA members, because it shows up just like what he's saying. It shows up as a lump sum adjustment, which would be kicked out of PEPRA because there's no spike, right? That would be considered. So that's where we have to make sure that when that is, we don't use the ADJ code, that it actually goes right into the base, so that doesn't happen. I think that's kind of a snob.
So as far as acting to facilitate between the fire district and the county, I think staff, we can work and make sure that we're all working to the same page, that especially with the application to the other employers that report to the county, to make sure that there's a clear communication as to how these adjustments need to be done, especially for PEPRA people. Any other questions related to that item? Okay. So the second item, which was publicly available pay schedules, and I believe I received some news from Kim. Those are well on the way of being updated. So we just noted that they had the component parts. There were just a couple of items that were missing. As far as the enacted date, there was one position that was not included. So they're in the process of updating that. And the last communication that I received, that's well on the way. It should be completed pretty shortly as far as the publicly available pay schedules. And then the third item, which was the missing enrollment, and I think that that has been identified, and if not, being submitted already.
Yes, where the little hiccup happened, that is, he was employed by East Bay Regional Parks, okay. And so he had I think he's actually approached to Sarah on how he was supposed to do the transition. So we brought him on as a new employee. We registered him as a new employee, but truly, he was a legacy employee. So that's where that little bit of a problem.
Okay. Any other questions about Rudy or Hercules?
Doesn't appear so. Chief, did you have anything else to add, or you?
I just want to say that as the board, the staff that you hired and sent out to the department did exactly what you wanted them to do. They came out, they put it to us. I mean, they were just hard-nosed.
Nicely.
They the exact opposite. They made the process so, they made us give forth all the information that they were looking for. Without us realizing we were doing it. So I want to commend them. They were excellent to work with from day one, just how they explained the process, how we were going to work through it. It was an experience that was not like most audits that you have. So it was a cooperative experience through the whole entire thing, and so therefore I think we were able to provide them with the information they were looking for. I think all the big takeaway from this is what we're trying to do is to make sure that our members, you and us, that when it does come time for retirement, that it's a seamless process and they're actually getting the compensation that they're supposed to be receiving. So with that, I look forward to actually, this has opened up a better relationship for the district with Cicero. It's kind of, it's that afterthought, I think. And instead, it should be a forethought. It should be almost an annual or a quarterly get-together of some kind, whether it's just showing up to a meeting or a phone call, to make sure that everybody's on the same page. So with that, moving forward, that's my goal, is to keep that relationship. And so I want to thank the staff. They did an excellent job, and it was actually a pleasure to go on.
So what you're saying is you didn't have to deal with the IRS.
What I heard the chief say is he'd like to have quarterly audit.
Thank you, Chief. Any other comments?